Okay, so let's have a look at the first tierist, which is Maslow's hierarchy of needs. So this says that all human needs can be arranged in a hierarchy or a pyramid and arranged in an order of importance, so from the lowest to the highest. So you must be able to draw this diagram and label it. So a Maslow hierarchy of needs is in a pyramid with the basic needs, for example, physical needs or psychological needs at the bottom, so the need for food and water, leading up to more complex needs such as self-actualization, which is reaching your full potential at the very top of the pyramid. When one level of needs is satisfied, the next level becomes a motivating factor. So, for example, when psychological needs are met, that's your food and safety, or your food and shelter and clothes, then the next level, which is safety needs, are the motivating factor. So these safety needs will be the like of maybe being safe in the workplace, maybe being safe in your job. The third thing about this Maslow's hierarchy of needs is that Maslow says that a person is motivated by a need. So for a manager to motivate their employees, they need to know what their need is at a particular time and put something in place to motivate the employee to achieve this. So for example, psychological needs, which is the very basic needs of an employee, that's food and water. The manager could provide maybe a staff canteen with hot and cold food or a water fountain where they can go and get some water themselves throughout the day. If lower needs are not being met, for example, pay, the employee will be demotivated even if they're higher. So we're going to look at the different needs that they have. So there's five needs. So category one, which is at the bottom, is psychological. Then you got category two is safety. Category three is social. Category four is esteem. And the very top is your self-actualization. So psychological needs, you're looking at basic needs such as food and water. When those needs are met, you're moving up to safety needs. So your safety needs are security. When they're met, then you're moving up to social needs. So these are kind of like how you feel like you're in the workplace. So looking at relationships in the workplace, looking at an opportunity to work as part of a team. The fourth category then is esteem. So it's looking at your status and your respect from other colleagues or other employees in the business. And the final one is self-actualization, so reaching your full potential. So how can the manager provide for these needs? So for psychological needs, they can provide a staff canteen or provide a water fountain. For safety needs, they can provide a secure employment or also give them a permanent position and a contract of employment so they don't need to worry about their job. For social needs, then they can provide a friendly work environment, they can provide social activities like staff parties, or give them an opportunity to work as part of a team. The next one then is esteem needs. So how can a manager provide for needs? Well, they can give them a job title, for example, assistant manager. Not necessarily give them the pay increase, but give them the responsibility and the status or the title of being part of the company and being an important employee in the company itself. And the last one then, self-actualization, reaching your full potential. How can a manager provide for that? Well, a manager can provide challenging work, they can provide training, or they can send them on a course. So once again, you need to know those five categories of needs. You need to be able to describe them, and you need to say how the manager can provide for them, as well as drawing out the diagram. The advantages of Maslow's hierarchy of needs then include people are motivated by more than money. So just not money is going to motivate people. So the likes of giving them praise, giving them a title, giving them a contract of employment and that. Different things motivate people. So the manager is able to identify how to motivate these people. And then it's a way for the manager to identify needs of their employees so they're able to match those needs so the employee can move up this hierarchy. The disadvantage then, people are complex. You just can't paint all people with the same paintbrush. Okay, people are different. All right, so it's not just going from level one to level two, from level two to level three, from level three to level four. It just doesn't work like that. And people don't just satisfy one need at a time. Okay, so we're not just meeting our needs, that's psychological needs. There might be a couple of needs we're trying to meet there at the same time, so you just can't move up along the hierarchy. Those disadvantages can also be the limitations of this theorist.